This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, 8:30 Pacific, 4:30 p.m. in the UK. This is Tune In with Erica. Hello, 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 hello. If you haven't met before, I am Erica Longdon. I'm your host here on 1-2 Radio and also an advisor on 1-2 Listen. It is the 18th of July, again another month going racing by. And oh boy, am I glad to see you today. You are saving me from decorating. I cannot tell you. It's a long story. We'll get into that later. But first of all, I just wanted to say how lovely it is to get together with you here on 1-2 Radio. And thank you also to those of you I can see already who are making your way into the Facebook chat room. I've got a couple of comments in there and a couple of people in there. Good morning to Joni. And oops, my computer's been very strange this afternoon. I've rebooted it three times. I thought I wasn't going to get on air, but here we are holding together. So good morning to Denise and Joni and to my colleague from 1-2 Listen, Jennifer Lakshmi Duff and Laura and Alan as well and Pamela. Wow. Well, here we are, hardly, you know, into the show, and all those gorgeous people in the chat room. So, if you would like to come and join us, it's very easy. Lemon Squeezy, I can see various other people coming in. Yep. So, I'll take a look. I've got a frog in my throat. I'm just going to clear my throat for a second. No idea what that was about. I've just had a glorious cup of tea. It is finally, somebody has uninstalled the weather app and reinstalled it with summer here in the UK. We have had a dismal wet summer, and I know in the States you're absolutely frying, and they're frying in Europe as well, but we've had just constant rain, and today the sun is out, so we're all feeling good. And you know what happens when you feel good? You start decorating. Anyway, more of that. Let me tell you how to get in the Facebook chat room if you would like to come in there. I always do readings for people in there, live readings, and I have my favourite decks with me. So if you would like a reading, come to the Facebook chat room. It is a private group, 1-2 Radio. Easiest way to do it, easy peasy lemon squeezy, is to go to the website 1-2radio.com. That's the number 12, 1-2. radio.com. Take a look at the menu on the left hand side and you will see there is an option to chat. Come on in and say hello. I would love to know how your weather is today and what you're up to and how your morning is going if you're stateside, how your day has been if you're over here in Europe. So I'm going to get into that in a minute. Let me see where I am. Okay, so yes, decorating. I mean, disaster sunshine. I should be out in the sun. I live by the ocean. But it's one of those things. I have been away earlier in the week on a very, very immersive two-day gong course. Oh my giddy goddess, have I learnt so much about playing the gong. And also, I was getting up at breakfast and playing the gongs and then having breakfast and then doing tuition and playing all day and still playing a little in the evening. And I just did this solidly for 2 days. My vibrations were just off the planet. By lunchtime on the second day, I couldn't have told you what my name was or what the day was, but it was wonderful. But I came back with perspective. It's one of those moments when you've been away and also staying in a retreat in this gorgeous ancient country cottage. I mean, the cottage must be from the 1800s on the Helford Passage River in Cornwall. Whitewashed walls and great inglenook fireplaces and log burners and a sound temple. And you look at what other people have done and think, that's how I want my house to look. And why haven't I got round to doing it? So, of course, what did I do? I came back and set about the hall. I have ripped out cupboards. I have emptied stuff out. The charity shops are doing really well for me at the moment because I'm just thinking, why have I got that? It's time to let it go, to repurpose it to someone who would really enjoy it. I'm not using it. So there's all of that going on, which makes me think earlier in the month, I had the card, the awakening card in my tarot deck. Now, this is the Hanged Man. in standard tarot, and it was almost like I was stuck and I just needed a kick up the rear end to make me refocus, and boy did I get it working on this retreat and also working with Chiron. So I want to talk about that today as well, because the moon is in Sag today, in Sagittarius, and I don't know if you know the mythology of Chiron. If you do, bear with me while I go through it again. But Chiron was a centaur in the ancient mythology. And centaurs were not considered to be very high vibrational beings. They were thought to be a bit earthy, a bit crude, a bit rude, a bit rough and ready. But he was actually the result of an indiscretion, shall we say, by one of the gods with a nymph, and as a result of which he was abandoned at birth and taken on by Athena and Apollo. And instead of being just running wild in the woods and being rather uncouth, he was schooled in all the healing arts, and he became a legendary healer to all the Greek heroes. And it was all going frightfully well, until one day he went out with a friend of his, I think it was Heracles, who had arrows specially dipped in a poison from the Hydra. And he managed to shoot his friend in the leg. Not good news. So there was poor Chiron, shot in the leg with this poisoned arrow, which even he, with all his skills, could not heal. And being an immortal being, he was in agony. So he was condemned to agony eternally. So what did he do, being a very wise and sensitive person? He applied to Zeus, who I think was his half-brother, who was in charge of most of the gods, and said, Prometheus, which is the other legend, the god who gave fire to humans, was punished by Zeus for giving fire to humans and chained to a rock where his liver got pecked out by eagles every day and then grew back every night. So again, somebody who was suffering eternally for having done a good deed. So Chiron said, look, Zeus, if I give up my immortality, will you let Prometheus go? So Zeus thought about this, thought this is quite a good trade. So he let Prometheus go, and Chiron then died. He gave up his immortality. And Zeus was so impressed by this generosity of spirit, he put him in the heavens as the constellation of Sagittarius, which is ruled by Jupiter. So hence, that's why I'm going into this tale today, because the moon is in Sag today. And we have the sun in Cancer. And I've been playing this Chiron gong all week with the water gong, which is why I've just vibrated straight off the planet. And I've got a Sag moon anyway, and I have Chiron close to my Sag, and Cancer is my rising sign. So I found it a particularly powerful time. But take a look in your chart if you know where Chiron is, because the moon is in Sag and that is activating Chiron as well. So how do we work with Chiron? Well, the answer to that is Chiron, because he was the wounded healer who then gave up, he sacrificed his immortality. He knows a thing or two about feelings and emotions and sacrifices and the places in us where we are, I use the word loosely, wounded. There's that wonderful saying by Rumi, don't be afraid to be broken, because that's where the light gets in. And it is what I would say to people doing a gong bath with Chiron, is hug the parts that we find hard to love, the parts of us that we criticize about ourselves, the parts actually where we are broken and the light is getting in, but we need some love. So hug the parts we find hard to love. And the moon is in Sag today. So this is a great day for doing this, especially if you're really feeling it, because the sun is in watery, feely, deeply feely Cancer as well. So you'll have to let me know in the chat room if you've got that going on for you. I'm now going to go in there because I can see lots and lots of activity has been going on in there. So I'll go and take a look. Bear with me while we do the Facebook dance of getting to the right page and seeing all your comments and then turning them the right way up so I can figure it all out. I'm still petitioning Facebook to sort this out. So yes, good morning to Laura. Happy Thursday to you. I will do you a message for sure, my darling. Good morning to Joni. Yes, she would love a card. And Denise. Mary Langdon Vink is in there as well. Would appreciate a message. Good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. You said, you hear me? Absolutely, my darling. Good morning to Pamela and Renee. And Mary is on a walk with five dogs. Wowza. And I can see lots of woodland. It looks gorgeous. Renee says 73 degrees and it's only 8:35 a.m. Phew, going to get warm. I think we've got it at about, because we're in Celsius, which I've never been able to do the conversion. I grew up with the temperatures that you have. It's about 21 or 22 here, which I think is the low 70s. Good morning to Gwyn. Happy you've made it today. I'm happy you've made it today as well. You would like a dragon card. You're having bad dreams. Now that's interesting. Because I'm working with Chiron, I'm wondering where Chiron is in your chart if you're having tough dreams at the moment. I went through a week of having them when I was working with Chiron, and it may be those parts of you that need a hug that are appearing in your dreams. But let me just have a look at the time and see where I am. Get myself orientated. Right, got it. So Facebook has just tipped everything upside down again. Would it not, please? Okay, Laura, you would like a reading. So let's do that. A message for Laura, working with Chiron. I have to say, I asked for a card from Chiron before I came on air and said, what do you want me to tell people? What energy are you putting forth? And I got the most beautiful card in the deck. It's one of my favorites, the Nine of Water, which has a genie on it in my deck. It's the wish card. It's wishes coming true, or a magical time or good fortune. But more than everything else, it's faith in the universe that all will be well. There's a whole decorating story in there to go with that, but I won't bore you with it right at the moment. Let's get this reading done for Laura. So Laura, what do you need to know today for your highest good? I think I need to clear this deck. It is not running. There we go. So what does Laura need to say for her high? That's better, for her highest good. Beware of stress. I've got lots of giving and taking and planting seeds of intention and being inspired, which is great. Just make sure that you have balance in your life. Let others help you. You know what we're like for that. It's no, I'm fine, when actually we're not, and we don't like to say so, or we think it'd be too much trouble for the other person, or maybe to get the help we would have to do something on a different day and be a little bit more flexible. So if you've got help on hand, take it, Laura. So Joni, you would love a card to clear this deck and ask what Joni needs to know today. As I'm working with the moon in Sag, with Chiron, what does Joni need to do today? This is the Page of Air, Page of Swords. He's surrounded by butterflies and he's got a very, very large sword in his hands. It's a young page, a young man, and he's thinking about things. He's sitting on a rock, thinking very carefully, and he's got lots of good inspiration around him because he's got the butterflies around him. But I know when I see this card that sometimes you get brilliant ideas or information gets given to us that's really, really useful, but it may not come in the most tactful of ways. So be aware of information and conversations today, and even if it's a bit off or pushes your buttons a little, look for the value in all the information that you have today. That's what I would say. Good morning to Denise. Good morning to Mary. Would like a message for sure. Let's have a message for Mary. So, tuning in. There we go. Flew out of the deck. again, another one. Maybe people are having a lot of worries at the moment. And I do know, looking at the news, there's a lot of very challenging information going on in the States at the moment. Obviously, I've seen what's been going on politically. So this is another air card. It's the Nine of Air. Now, in some decks, traditional decks, this is a fairly brutal sort of card. But in this one, it's not. It's quite a gentle card. It's someone who's clearly, it's the middle of the night, the moon is full, surrounded by nine candles. But they're not, it's obviously the middle of the night, but they're not in bed. They're by the window and they're worrying. They can't sleep. So this card is always about unnecessary worry, expecting the worst, allowing worries to get out of proportion and therefore losing your peace of mind. And I know it's very easy when we're facing a challenge to remember that worry never solved anything, ever. Because we're worry buddies, that's what we do. But just be aware if your thoughts are tripping you up to say, actually, no, it's going to be fine. Worry is just a kind of mental habit. So good morning to Jennifer and Pamela and Renee with your lovely hi. Pamela would like a card, especially crazy weather and weird vibes. I would agree with you on both of those, probably for different reasons than the ones you've got, but absolutely I would agree with you on those. So my darling angels, what would you say to Pamela with her weather and her crazy vibes? What is going on for Pamela that would be helpful for her to know? Interestingly, I'm drawn to your guardian angel, Pamela, who would like to speak to you. The guardian angels are working very closely with us at the moment. Mine has been very, very close. I also get this with the Major Arcana card for you with Archangel Jeremiel. Jeremiel is about judgment and mercy and forgiveness and compassion. And this would work very well with the Chiron message. Which bits of you do you need to give an absolute hug to? This is a card about judgment. In Standard Tarot, it's a judgment card. So are you judging yourself too harshly today? And just look at yourself as you would a little child and think, it's fine. You're doing the best you can with where you are right now. Give yourself a hug. So past Mary and her lovely five dogs, I'm now going to... Oh, and a dragon card. Hang on while I find the dragons. Okay. Let's have a dragon card for Gwen and your bad dreams. Let's just take a look. So dragons, can we ask a dragon to surround you at night, please? I'm instantly drawn to the idea of an air dragon to be around you at night and just give you some peace of mind. But is there a dragon who's going to, yes, there is, going to pop out and speak to you? Interestingly, a black dragon. Now, my guardian dragon is a black fire dragon. This one is, I kid you not, I've been saying having a dragon around you to protect you at night. This black dragon has its tail wrapped around a cocoon. It has a beautiful plant inside it, but I'm seeing that the plant is actually you. You've got this gorgeous black, blue-black dragon with his tail wrapped round and around this bubble and taking care of you. So if you can think of that image of this beautiful black dragon with the wings slightly open, just in case, you know, action is needed, but the tail wrapped round and round and round this energetic cocoon, taking care of you. So let's have a look. I know lots of you have come back in the chat room and I need to refresh it in order to see it. What happened to the days when you could use Facebook and it just auto-refreshed? I shall petition Congress and our government. I want Facebook to auto-refresh, please. I know it's a simple thing, but my goodness, it would make my life easier and everybody else who uses it for a chat room. So let's take a look at where I've got to. So I've just done that card for... I've gone past the walking dogs again. Thank you, Mary. A good way to convert Celsius to Fahrenheit. You're assuming I can do maths in my head, but yes, of course, you're right. Thank you for that. Quelly, good morning to you as well. Blessings to you. I so have a summer brain. Hope all is well. Yes, I know that one as well. Denise would like a card as well. So let me just get a card for Denise. So what does Denise need to know for her highest good today with this moon in Sag and the sun in Cancer? Okay, there we go. There's the card. Actually, you have two, which is interesting given the energies of today, because I have the King of Air. Now, the King of Air is very decisive. This is a CEO of a company who's very good at organizing. He's intelligent. He's impartial. He's respected. He's good at sorting stuff out because he is very impartial. It's not that he's unfeeling, but he just takes a good hard look at things and works out what is worth keeping and what is not. So I'm feeling very much that kind of, and he communicates very clearly. So I'm feeling that is going on for you. But I have it with the most beautiful little mermaid and dolphins, and it is the Ace of Water and the Archangel Haniel, who is the Archangel of Love. So a new emotional experience we are looking at. So what I think this is saying is if you take a bit like I'm doing, if you take a good hard look at life, just stand back from it a bit, think, what is the value to me and why is it? Have a think about it, but then allow it to produce you a beautiful new emotional beginning. Because when we clutter clear, oh, it feels so good. So I'm just doing another refresh because I know I've got people coming in still in the chat room. I can see it. Just tip the answers up the right way. So far, so good. Well done, my little computer. She's not crashing today. So that is good. I just go down the other end and make sure that I have spoken to everybody. I don't want to miss anybody out. You're very welcome, Pamela, and very welcome to you, Mary, as well. Right, let me see where I'm at. Okay, I have about 7 minutes left. So what else was I going to talk about? Well, apart from the fact my garden is full of dragons, but there's always that. I'm getting more and more dragons about the place. I used to be surrounded, and I still am, by angels and archangels. But my goodness, in the year of the dragon, my dragons are putting in an appearance. And some of the people, I run an Airbnb, and some of the people who come to stay with me are not necessarily, not unspiritual, but they don't really take on board what's in the house. And I think they come up my garden path and look at all these dragons kind of wonder what they're walking into. In particular, I've got a little baby dragon that just sits in some beautiful greenery, and there's a notice above her that says, "Please do not annoy the dragons, for ye are small and crunchy and good with ketchup." I hate to think what they think when they come up and see that as they arrive. They do get a lovely welcome when they get to the top as well. So yeah, it's a good time for clearing out. I know normally we do spring cleaning, but somehow this year that got stalled. I think somebody forgot to install that app as well. It's kind of summer cleaning, not spring cleaning. So it's a good time to allow yourself to step back from your life and look at it almost as if another person were looking at it, and focus on what matters. I think that's the key to it. What really matters to you? And is it the same as what mattered to you 10 years ago? And have you still got that stuff in the house? And if the answer is yes, take a good, hard look. It's also about support and calling in opportunities and synchronicities, because once you set your spiritual sat-nav to clutter clear, either physically clearing your life, which always kickstart everything, or mentally, emotionally, spiritually cleaning things up as well. Taking a look at, are you attached to things you believed in some years ago, and do they still serve you? Or have you raised your vibration and moved forward, and that's no longer appropriate for you? This year is, especially with the dragons, is all about authenticity. Truth is a funny word because our truths can change. Some are core truths, but some are not. We need to be flexible in life. So set your sat nav, set your intention, and then watch what comes in, which is what I did this week. I came back from this retreat, I set my sat nav, and instantly, bang, 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 all these opportunities and synchronicities of stuff that I've been really stuck about started opening up. And I put my foot down with the universe and said, my income is constantly increasing. My income is constantly increasing because it's going to take money to do what I need, as well as the synchronicities. And suddenly I've had things turn up, bookings turn up, extra clients. So I think our intention is very, very quick to manifest these days, shall I put it that way? And I know the law of attraction. Well, we all know the law of attraction. Sometimes you do it and think, nothing's attracting. What am I doing wrong? It may be the timing's not right. Or it may be that you just need to set the sat nav of where you want to go and then get out of the way. Because when we try and micromanage it, or we try and tell the universe how we want that result to turn up, that's not the way it's supposed to be. And maybe we have to surrender to another way of looking at things or some different information and adjust our plans and be flexible and then find out that actually that's a much better way of doing things. And sometimes, as I well know this week, when you do that, part of the being flexible is looking at things and thinking, I have to let some stuff go that I have become overly attached to. I've particularly let go. I've just sold my beloved guitar, which my mother bought me back in 1971. And so I'm emotionally attached to it. But actually, I haven't played it in 30 years. And I thought, this is ridiculous. This guitar needs to go where it will be loved. And a guitar being loved is being played by someone. So I did put it up for sale, and this gorgeous lady has bought it. And we had a long conversation on the phone before I sent it to her. And she is a professional musician. She's a classical musician, and it is a classical guitar. It's a Japanese Yayeri. It was handmade. And it's now with her, and it's going to go all over Europe being played in concerts. And I thought, perfect. I just had to get out of my own way and detach the emotion from it and think, no, this should be repurposed with somebody who will love it. And of course, in exchange, I have been given some financial support because I sold it. So that's the kind of intention about manifesting that I think we need to be aware of at the moment. It is a great time for manifesting. I think when you're in alignment with your authenticity, stuff comes in very fast. Very interesting times we live in. I think I've just got time, if I move very quickly and ask my mouse to move very quickly too, to take a look and just make sure that I have seen everybody's comments. So nipping down to the far end of the Facebook chat room, past those lovely five dogs again. Good morning to Gwyn. You like your black dragon. And your oldest friend has sun in Cancer, moon in Libra, ascendant in Sag. Great combination. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. So thank you so much for joining me in the Facebook chat room. I'm just going to see where I am. Yeah, I am coming up on time. So don't forget to join me at the same time next week. If you want a one-on-one with me, even amongst the decorating, you will find me on One to Listen. Saturday it's going to rain, so I shall definitely be in the house and on One to Listen, so do take a look. And also, of course, if you would like to, you can always find me 24/7 by using my email-based services and having an MP3 reading, which I know a lot of people really like doing. So there we go. It's almost time for me. I've got Jay and Raven coming up next. I'm so looking forward to their show, Backstage Pass. I will be with you at the same time next week here on One Two Radio. So have a really great week. Lots of love.